أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. In the verses that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the obligation of fasting upon the ummah as it was obligated upon the previous ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also explained the objective as to why fasting has been obligated upon us. And that is so that we may develop the taqwa of Allah, the fear of Allah, and become Allah conscious. Moving on to verse number 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines for us Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, which we will be experiencing in less than a month's time, insha'Allah. Allah says, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is which month? الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, the month in which the Qur'an was revealed. From this we learn that Ramadan is a month of the Qur'an. If we study this definition of Ramadan, we find that though during the entire month of Ramadan, the ibadah in which we are primarily engaged is fasting. So if you and I were to define the month of Ramadan, we will say the month of Ramadan is the month of fasting. But Allah did not say شهر رمضان الذي تصومون فيه, that the month of Ramadan is the month in which you fast, though that is what we are doing throughout the day. But Allah says the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. Allah gives us the 30 days of fasting in the month of Ramadan. We are celebrating the revelation of the Quran. That is why we are fasting, to celebrate. The revelation of the Quran took place in the month of Ramadan. This means one of two things. One is that the first revelation. There were two revelations of the Qur'an. The first revelation of the Qur'an was when the Qur'an was revealed in one night, on the night of Qadr, from Al-Lawhul Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. It was revealed to Baytul Izzah. It was revealed to a sanctuary on the lowest heaven. That took place over one night. And then from there, over 23 years onto earth. That is one interpretation. The second is, the commencement of the revelation of the Qur'an took place in the month of Ramadan. So Allah says, Allah, this is the month of Qur'an, the month of Ramadan is a month in which the Qur'an was revealed. Hudan linnas. Allah then explains what is the Qur'an. It is a source of guidance for mankind. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَىٰ, and clear evidences and proofs of these guidances are found in the Quran. Wal Furqan. Another name of the Quran is Al Furqan. Al Furqan means the criteria. The criteria. Al Furqan means that which differentiates between truth and falsehood. Then Allah says, now remember the commandment yesterday was that you had an option previously, right? You had an option to fast or feed somebody in place of fasting. Now this coming verse abrogates that initial ruling. Allah says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ, whosoever from amongst you witnesses and experiences الشهر, the month, that is the month of Ramadan, then فَلْيَسُمْ, he has only one thing to do, is he must observe the fast. So now that option of feeding somebody in place of fasting was abrogated through this verse. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ, Allah says, whosoever from amongst you is ill or is on a journey, فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, then those days he should fulfill them and make up for them on a number of days after the month of Ramadan. We discussed this yesterday. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ, Allah says, I've given you this concession. In the month of Ramadan, if you are ill and you cannot fast, you do not have to fast, but you have to make up for it. And Allah says, I've given you the concession while you are on a journey, while you are traveling, because there are many difficulties that you experience while traveling. There also there's a concession not for you to fast. Allah says, why did Allah give you this concession? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ, Allah wants ease for you. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ, Allah does not want difficulty for you. And وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, but Allah wants you to complete al-iddah, al-iddah, the prescribed time. That's why you have to make up for it after the month of Ramadan. So that's why Allah has obligated upon you qada, to make up for the fast. Why? لِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, Allah wants you to complete the fast of an entire month. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and so that you may declare Allah's greatness. You may utter the takbir. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ, you may declare Allah's greatness for what Allah has guided you towards, the month of Ramadan. It's such a great thing that Allah says you should sanctify, glorify, and praise Allah for what Allah has guided you towards, and that is the Quran and the month of Ramadan. And from this, the ulama deduce the ruling of the takbir on the day of Eid. That Allah says, once you have completed the iddah, the prescribed days of fasting, walitukabbirullah. Now make the takbir of Allah, that is continuously recited on the day of Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. That takbir comes from this verse of the Quran, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have given you this month of Ramadan in the Quran so that perhaps you may be thankful and express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.